this is Andy Kaufman, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Incorporated. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. You know, whether we're trying to change ourselves, our teams, or others around us, there's nothing particularly easy about doing it. Oh, you know, there are models, and some of them are helpful, and then there's the basic common sense. But you know what? When all this flies into the face of reality, making lasting change is truly challenging. Well, I don't know if it's obvious or not from my interview with Kerry Patterson, but I'm really excited about their new book, Change Anything. I really like that they have proven through research that willpower isn't the answer. In fact, it's a trap. Instead, there are proven strategies that each of us can customize to help us make changes that last. In this premium episode, I want to highlight a few of the points from Change Anything that I particularly resonated with and that I think could help you make lasting change. You know, first, there is great wisdom in their advice about being both the scientist and the subject. You know, the scientific method is really an interestingly relevant approach for us to make change. You know, we've got this hypothesis about factors that influence our ability to change or not, and we can design an approach to test that out. Yet scientists do this fully expecting that the experiments won't work every time. Through experimentation, the approach gets tweaked until the results prove, or I suppose disprove, the hypothesis. In our project management classes, I share a quote from one of my favorite employees over the years. His line was, "The project schedule is the schedule for exactly how the project will not occur." You know, I gotta tell you, I love that. It's not an excuse to avoid creating a schedule. It's just an acknowledgement that the schedule won't work exactly as is. And that quote's applicable to whatever you and I want to change. We have a strong default bias, it's called, an enormously strong tendency to snap back into what we've always done, the default. Well, treating our change initiative as a scientist, learning from the results and then tweaking our approach, it really helps us deal with those days when we're overcome by the default bias. We're the scientists and, well, yeah, we're the subject as well, but by doing so, we can turn a bad day into good data. You know, second, I greatly appreciate their advice to identify our crucial moments. Whether we're trying to stop smoking or start exercising or improve a relationship or any other habit or situation, we don't have to white knuckle it, so to speak, 24 hours a day. In Change Anything, the authors challenge us to identify our crucial moments, those times when it's most difficult to stay on plan. You know, for me, at least when it comes to eating, it's when there's this bowl full of salty snacks just hanging around. You know what? I'm doomed if willpower is my only strategy. You know, for some people in the workplace, if they tend to procrastinate, their crucial moment can be when they're tempted to check email instead of getting started on an important task. I struggle with that at times. You know, what are your crucial moments? Identify those and you can come up with strategies to be stronger. Third, I found great value out of their 6 sources of influence. You gotta get the book to understand them all, but in this premium cast, I'm gonna highlight a point from their first source. Love what you hate. Is it possible to love what you hate? I mean, if I hate dieting, is it possible to turn that into love? If somebody literally hates their spouse or someone that they work with, is it possible to turn that around into a relationship of love or at least, let's say, admiration? Well, you know, the authors offer a number of tactics, including visit your default future. That's not the only one, but it's one of them. And I have to tell you, I love this one. We're so short-term minded. Is it just me? We think about now, not 20 years from now. We don't connect the dots that this behavior now, today, though seemingly inconsequential, could have enormous repercussions down the road. Now, I used to work with a guy who, you know, to be perfectly honest, even though he's somewhat of a friend, he was just a pain to work with. He just wasn't pleasant. He got away with it most of the time because he tended to deliver results, and over time, people just knew that was him. But also over time, he alienated many people and became less effective. You know what? Worse yet, when he was finally let go from the company, which was part of his default future with that way of going about things, that very same attitude has made it difficult to get or keep subsequent jobs. In the last 10 years, I would guess he's been unemployed as much as he's been employed. Now, let's face it, it's been a tough market and there's a lot of factors there, but I would assert he's living the default future of being difficult to work with. Let's say I wanted to start eating better. How bad is it to eat this luscious piece of cake that's right in front of me? You know, in light of today or this week or this year, it's probably no big deal. But let's say I've been gaining something like 3 pounds a year. Well, what does my default future look like? Well, heavy. It's looking heavy, and that can certainly lead to plenty of other problems. What does your marriage look like, or your relationship with your kids look like 10 years from now if you don't change some habits? How about 20 years from now? Visiting our default future in vivid detail can help provide some motivation to change what that destination looks like. Finally, you know, it's worth being reminded that we are significantly influenced by the people around us. Now, that can be for the good or for the bad. In Change Anything, the authors challenge us to consider if people are our friends or are they accomplices. Now, these can be obvious or perhaps subtle, but the results can be staggering. Let me move this cast towards the recap by challenging you to consider, who do you need to be surrounding yourself with? Who are those people who inspire you, who challenge you to be better, who build you up in a substantive way as opposed to just flattering you? Who can you learn from as well as pour into? Who makes it more difficult for you to achieve your goals? Now, you might need to find some new friends that you can add, or try to turn some accomplices into friends and realize that there may be some accomplices that you'll just need to spend less time with. Well, you know, I strongly recommend you get a copy of Change Anything and take advantage of the book's insights to make changes this year. You know, I'm publishing this halfway through the year, and it can be easy to say, well, you know, because of my default bias, I can rationalize, I'll work on these things later this year, or I'll get to that next year, or when the kids are grown, or when things just slow down. You know, get started now, and please let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. Well, thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. Please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. Thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have yourself a great week.